Hey everyone, Matt Garner here. Thanks so much for joining us. We're so glad you've tuned in today. And I believe that God is going to speak to you so powerfully. In my message today, I talk about Mark 11 as God moves mountains. And so today, whatever mountain you might be facing, know and have confidence in God that He is a mountain moving God. I hope you enjoy the message. But how many of you love God's Word? I want to try that again. How many of you love God's Word? I reckon we should have a passion for God's Word above just about everything in life. Amen. We're going to go to Mark chapter 11 and we're going to get into God's Word today. And God's Word, depending on your heart to receive it, has the power to transform and change and bring a supernatural move of His Spirit into your life. Can I hear an amen? I'm just going to preach. I don't need your help this morning. God's Word is so powerful. In fact, the Bible tells us that His Word is able to divide between spirit and flesh, bone and marrow, the intent, the content, the thoughts of a man's heart. But it is up to us to approach God's Word ready to receive from Him. And every time we come around God's Word, I believe that we should do it with faith overwhelming in our heart, a faith that declares to our circumstances that our God is bigger, our God is more than able, our God is stronger than anything that we might face. He is a big God. I was thinking about it before we get into the text today. I've got three kids. I've got two girls and then I've got a son, thank you, Jesus, some normality in my home. Come on, somebody. It was all Barbie dolls and dress-ups and, Dad, can we do your hair? And that's why I get it cut so short these days. Come on, somebody. There are some wiser men in here that have no hair. And I'm heading that way, not biologically, but just really because Friday nights are like, can we do your hair, Dad? I'm like, this is weird and it's not going on social media. But yeah, whatever. And but I've got a son and he's just turned 4 years old. And the funny thing about my son, someone said wow to that. That's what happens after you go turn three, then you go to four. Hey, thanks, ma'am. He just said I was funny in case you missed that. And my son, he's 4 years old. He's right into Power Rangers. Somebody say Power Rangers. Don't say Power Rangers when a preacher asks you to say it. I'm just mucking around. He said he's right into Power. You'll say anything. Say nachos. No, don't really. And someone said it. Thank you. And he's right into Power Rangers. And one day he comes home from daycare and he's got his little buddies there. And I pull out all this, like, do you know what tan bark is? It's like little pieces of wood, basically. I pull them out of his pocket, actually, after he's had a bath. I'm like, what are these? Like, what's going on? Because responsible parents always check the pockets of their children just in case they've smuggled something of yours into their pockets, in Jesus' name. And so I pull, and he said, Dad, they're the energems. They're the things that turn us into Power Rangers. And he goes around daycare with this little piece of wood going, it's morphin' time. And pray for him, he needs Jesus, okay? He doesn't need the Power Rangers, he needs Jesus. But it made me think about the power of our mind. It made me think about a childlike faith. There are some times I have him, we're out and about or we've gone swimming or, believe it or not, he's helping me pour the perfect espresso out of my machine. He knows which buttons to press, how to tamp the coffee. He's four. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sowing into his future and into mine. And there are some times I'm not even ready for it, but he just is like, I'm jumping off this bench, whether you're ready for it or not. If I don't catch him, it's going to be painful for him. But he knows Dad is always ready when he steps out, into something that's impossible and maybe even something that he has no business doing because of his size, because of his athletic ability. But when he steps out into it, he knows Dad is going to be there to catch him. And it made me think this morning about us as the Church of Jesus Christ, if we begin to realize that we actually only have Christ Jesus on the inside of us, how many benches and how many things we'd be jumping off into our future without fear, knowing that whatever happens, our Father is going to be there to catch us, even if we fall. And friend, I know I'm preaching Power Rangers this morning, but really I'm preaching Jesus, because God wants you to know today that if you would just take a step of faith, someone say faith, it would change your life. Let's go to the text this morning. It'll be on the screen. Verse number 12, Mark chapter 11. Now the next day when Jesus had come out of Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, everybody say leaves, he went to see if perhaps he could find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. Verse 20, we skip down a little bit. It reads, "Now in the morning, as they passed by," so this is the next day, "they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, Jesus, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.' So Jesus answered and said to him, 'Have faith in God.'" Somebody say that. Say, "Have faith in God. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast to the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you've received them and you will have them." If we're honest with each other this morning, we would all probably acknowledge that in some way, shape, or form, we face different mountains in our lives. Mountains. For some of us, they're mountains. Mountains represent obstacles. They represent things that are in the way, things that really need to come down. We have mountains in our life. There's no preacher that's ever walked this platform, that's ever walked the face of the earth other than Jesus, that hasn't had some sort of mountain in their life. We're no different to you, no different at all. In fact, we face mountains. And the thing with our day and age is we like to hide. We like to try to hide our mountains. We like to pretend our mountains don't really exist, because we think if people really knew the mountains that we had going on in our life, then they'd reject us. And somehow our theology, our belief in who God is and what he thinks about us, has been tainted by what the world would say and what society would say. And we've got this Instagram highlight theology that says, "God, if I don't dress like them, look like them, drive the car like them, have the home like them, have the friends like them, then there's something wrong with me. There's something about me that, God, you've rejected, and therefore I am." But I'm here to tell you today, if you're facing a mountain in your life, whether it's the mountain of debt, whether it's the mountain in a marriage, whether it's a mountain in your mind, whether it's a mountain of sickness, whatever the mountain might be, it might be a mindset, that mountain. I'm just here to tell you this morning that you serve a God that is greater than the mountain. Go ahead and clap your hands if you believe that. He's greater than the situation that you're facing right now. Hey, well, I really pray that this next part absolutely blesses you. We're going to continue talking about the sound of faith that comes out. Stop trying to manage your mountain and speak to your mountain. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And so we're going to continue to unpack some truths in God's word about releasing that sound of faith. Enjoy it. A few months ago, where this message has come from really is me going through a season where I was very stretched. I was pulled to this direction. There was a mountain here in a business endeavor and something that was going over there. There's a mountain. I got a young family. They were pulling on my time. There was a mountain here. Church is growing. Things are good. All these things are happening. There's mountains going on all around my life, all around my world. And my natural reaction, if I'm honest with you today, and maybe it's yours, is I started working out, hey, how do I diminish and how do I make smaller these mountains? How do I manage these mountains? How do I move them around? If I just change this in this area, that's going to make that mountain smaller. You know what I'm saying? If I just, if I take a step over here and if I do that or do this or say this or be there or do that, it's going to manage that mountain. And one day I was praying. I was at the point of exhaustion trying to manage these mountains. I was at the place my chest was starting to tighten up. I was starting to feel anxiety and fear as I was trying to manage all these things that I wasn't called to manage. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me in one moment and said, Matt, you're not called to manage the mountain. You're called to remove the mountain. And too many of us are taking too much time in trying to manage the mountains that we have. But God and people of faith, we're not called to just manage our mountains, try to make everything fit. You and I are called to be a people that remove the mountains of our life, remove the obstacles. That's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't come so that we would just manage the mountain. Jesus came so that we would move the mountain. This is what maybe why Jesus said to the disciples when they saw that the fig tree had now withered up from its root up. It had withered up. And he said to them, hey, I want you to understand. He said, I want you to have faith in God. Another translation says, have the God kind of faith. When it comes to your mountains, don't lean back on what you know. Isn't it true that my human nature anyway kind of goes, well, maybe if I just do a few things here, then everything will just be fixed. And we dumb down our belief. We dumb down what we think our God can really do to come into more alignment with our circumstances rather than coming to a place where we approach God, which says, God, even though I don't see it right now, doesn't mean you're not working behind the scenes. Mountain. Moving faith. It's interesting in this text, God continues to talk. Jesus is telling the disciples, I want to show you how to have faith in God. And he doesn't ask, he doesn't say to them, whatever things you believe or whatever things you dream or whatever things you have an idea about. This is what Pastor Russell was saying last Sunday. He was saying, no, we've got to increase the sound of our prayer. Because there's something in the kingdom that you and I need to understand, that it is activated by the sound that comes out of our mouth. This is why prayer and praise are so important in the life of a believer, because they are intertwined, they are connected. There is a symbiotic relationship going on between our faith and our prayer and our declaration and our praise. And when we come to God with faith in our heart, believing what he said, and we begin to declare it, something powerful begins to happen. You might say, Matt, well, how does it happen? Well, I want to show you out of this scripture this morning in these last 5 minutes how it happens. It happens, or the first thing that I need you to understand when it comes to the kingdom of God is that sound comes before sight. Sound comes before sight. Let me explain. Remember Genesis chapter 1, when God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible tells us that God said, and then there was. It wasn't there was, and then God thought, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's call that light. No, God says, the Bible tells us, God says, let there be light, and there was light. And so many of us, when we're facing our mountains and impossibilities, we're asking God for a scene change. We're saying, God, change the circumstances. And we're saying, God, we need this scene change, but your scene change is connected to your sound change. Your scene change, your mountain being removed, is connected to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Are you with me this morning? Yes. Come on, you were there in worship. We're a worshiping church. Can I encourage you to get faith around this word this morning? I heard one preacher say it like this. If you say what you see, then you'll see what you say. If you say what you see, why? Because sound always comes before sight. Sound comes before sight. That's why praise is so important. I heard Bishop T.D. Jake say one time, he was talking about the power of praise, and he was saying, when you praise God and when you thank God in advance for something that may not have even happened, when you shout and when you praise God over your finances, or you praise God over a child that's away from God, or an addiction that has not yet been broken, and you begin to thank Him prophetically as if it's already been done, or maybe you begin to praise God over your emotions and over your mind. God, I thank you that there is hope in my life. I hope the circumstances are saying I don't have much to live for, but I give you praise right now, Father. I give you praise. I thank you for Jeremiah 29:11. For God knows the plans He has for me, declares the Lord. They're good plans, prosperous plans, hopeful plans. And when you begin to praise God, when you begin to praise God, the bishop said that you put God in debt, and he is bound by His word to come and fulfill that thing that you're praising Him for. So I'm wondering if there's someone just in this church, just for 10 seconds, is believing God for something, that you can go ahead and thank God in advance for that thing. Come on, would you do it? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, come on, thank Him. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See, when you begin to praise God, when you begin to praise God, something shifts in the atmosphere. And I've come to declare to you today and announce, if you would just get asking God, you will have. God comes and He curses the fig tree. Scott, you better come, man. Thanks. The keyboard helps me finish quicker. The disciples the next day, they rock up to the fig tree. See, when Jesus declared that word over the fig tree, nothing happened in that moment. Nothing changed. The leaves were still there. The tree looked all right. Nothing had changed. But the next day, the disciples had a look at that fig tree. And the Bible records that it was withered up from the root. And I'm here to tell you today, when it comes to the things of faith, there's a stage of your faith that's invisible. Don't get discouraged when on the outside the fig tree still has leaves on it. Because God's doing something in your life that's below the surface. Don't get discouraged when the promotion doesn't come the way you thought it would come. Don't get discouraged when the prayer doesn't get answered in the time schedule that you had for it to be answered. But realize that faith is working. God's word is always working, is always at work. God's word is working, and our responsibility is to keep believing. Faith began to work even though it wasn't seen. It didn't change the leaf, but it changed the root. And I've really just come here today to kind of piggyback on the back of Pastor Russell's message last week about increasing the sound. That's why this message is called Sound Doctrine. Because there is something in God to be said about when the people of God rise up in faith and declare the kingdom of God even in the face of impossible circumstances. There is something to be said about your life, even in the face of discouragement, despair, a diagnosis, that you would rise up and declare the very works and the things of God. Have faith in God. Have faith.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. I really hope that message blessed you, empowered you. That's what we're all about at Planet Shakers. Thanks so much again. And if you want to reach out and connect with us, you can do that by jumping on social media at Planet Shakers. We're there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything. And we'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit our website, planetshakers.com. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.